Hey there, are you ready to build a fitness business that becomes a true income-producing asset? Then I welcome you to the Fitness Business Freedom Show, brought to you by Fitness Revolution. I am your host, Justin Hanover, and we have over 15 years of experience building thriving fitness businesses, and we are committed to sharing our knowledge and expertise with you. You can expect to hear proven business foundations and frameworks, success stories from our coaching partners, and guest experts to give you straight answers for your biggest questions. Doesn't matter if you have an online business, fitness facility, or operate as an independent trainer, you are in the right place to grow your business and create the personal freedom you desire. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Justin Hanover, success coach with Fitness Revolution. Now, before we dive into bringing today's guest on, I wanted to share a little bit about what you can expect to hear and who exactly it is that we have joining us today. So today I have the pleasure of speaking with Mark Greenwood. And Mark is the founder of Ultimate Wellness and recognized as one of the leading medical fitness professionals in the Philadelphia area. His mission is to make the world a better place, one healthy lifestyle at a time. He is a dedicated husband to his wife, Kristen, and father to his three children, Emma, Molly, and Jack. Now, within this episode, Mark shares some amazing insights around what we personally go through on this business journey that often is not talked about enough. From getting married and starting a family all at the same time, to deciding when to leave his full-time job and completely bet on himself. These are some huge decisions that we all struggle with in some form, and Mark does an excellent job of breaking those down along with providing some actionable advice for you to apply to your own business. So I'm really excited for you to hear what Mark has to say and the great insights that you're going to take from this conversation. And on that note, let's dive into the episode and bring Mark on. Today's episode is brought to you by Fitness Revolution. So you started your fitness business and you've been in the game now for a few years. You might have even seen some good growth over those years, but now you feel stuck. You feel like the momentum you once had just isn't there and you don't know how to get it back. Should you be focusing on your marketing, your sales, or your team? What is the next bottleneck to focus on that will allow you to break the chains of holding you back? That is a great question, and one of the biggest skills as an owner is to be able to understand and identify the next biggest issue to keep your business moving forward. And that is exactly why Fitness Revolution has created our proprietary needs assessment to allow you to quickly see where your business stacks up and receive immediate feedback on what to focus on next. It's a quick 10-question assessment that will be able to provide a valuable feedback and get you past sticking points and hit your next goal. Whether you are stuck, feeling frustrated on your current progress, or you just want to dial in what's working for you, this assessment is the first step to making that happen. I invite you to head over to the show notes where a direct link to the needs assessment will be so you can easily access it there. Now, let's jump into today's show. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hop on here with me and share your story and insights to help other gym owners.
Well, Justin, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is all ours. So I wanted to have you first start with just giving us kind of like that 1,000-foot overview of like how you started Ultimate Wellness and got to the place that you are now.
Sure. My career started off as a physical therapist back in 2001. Previously had, you know, gone through my CSCS certification, massage therapy school, all in preparation of going into physical therapy school. So I had, you know, a couple skill sets that I used throughout, you know, my early career as a physical therapist, and always had something on the side of my own, right? Personal clients where I would work, you know, do massage therapy or, you know, personal training, whatever it might have been. And, you know, for a few years that worked well as a full-time physical therapist. But as I went along, I realized I wanted, you know, to do that more, right? I wanted to grow my own business. And, you know, it could be difficult and, you know, not knowing where to go, you know, or what to do on your own. So started following, you know, different, you know, people in the industries and, you know, latched on to, you know, to Nick and his crew early on and been with them for a long time. But their guidance, you know, kind of spurred me along to realize that there could be more, you know, from my end. And so after about 10 years of working as a full-time employee for a large national company, I decided to form my own business, Ultimate Wellness, with the idea of, you know, I would treat it as an overall wellness experience, utilizing my skills as a physical therapist and a strength and conditioning coach and a massage therapist, and really try to give my clients, you know, an overall wellness feel. So back in 2010 is when, you know, I started this particular part of my journey, and it's been an interesting one along the way for sure.
I'm sure. Yeah, and that's what we'll probably hear some more about that as we dive into these questions a little bit more. But that was great. That'd be able to give us an insight as to like kind of what brought you into this path, because it's always interesting to hear that, because I say this is one of the unique industries where people definitely kind of walk into this space different than you would like normal businesses in that sense. It definitely usually is very passion driven. And it's not like you're coming at this from the perspective of a traditional business venture, if you will.
Sure.
So I think that was like really great to hear that. So as you're getting into this process now, whether it was earlier on or even maybe more recently, what were some like unexpected challenges that you went through in your business, and what did you do to overcome it? And more specifically, let's talk about something specific to your business in that sense, and then meaning that, like, okay, this past year, yes, we've all experienced obviously unexpected challenge with the pandemic and everything like that. That goes without saying. But like, what were some things that happened to you within your business that, whether early on or more recently, that kind of threw you for a loop, and then how did you overcome it?
Sure. I mean, early on, it was it was like, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and I started the business, but again, was still working as a full-time, you know, physical therapist for another company, and just started, you know, got married, just started a family, and you know, I would do back in the early days when they called them boot camps, right? We would do some group training, and I would do that early in the morning, but I didn't really have my own location, so I just started in the basement of a local church. They had a little cafeteria in the basement, and back in the early 80s or mid 80s, they used to do aerobics classes in there. Yeah. And my father-in-law was like, "Hey, why don't you go find a spot?" And so that's where he recommended, and they were like, "Sure, we have room available." And so I rented space there early in the morning, went to work for, you know, 8 or 10 hours, and then in the evening went and did, you know, evening classes there. So that was though it was an exciting time, it was certainly challenging because I didn't have a home base, right? And so I would pack all, you know, I'm sure like many, business owners, pack all the stuff up into my car, you know, drive to the location, pull it all back out, put it in, you know, and go back and forth. So that was an early challenge for sure. But again, I didn't know any better, right? It was just like, all right, well, this is what I do, and this is what how it works. But as, you know, several years went on and I started to, you know, gather a following and the business started growing a little bit, one of the challenges was I was outgrowing that space. And so then I had to find a new location to rent space from. And it was, all right, well, where's the next bigger space that I can find? And it was a local cheerleading studio that was a big warehouse type of building. And they rented space to me there. But again, it was there for a couple of years, and it was like, well, all right, I just don't have a home, right? And so that was always a challenge to me early on. It was just spinning. I was doing well, but I was kind of just spinning my wheels until I, really was able to find the location that I'm in now, or, you know, and it's been, you know, great ever since. So that was definitely one of the challenges early on, was like just not having a home, right? You know,
Yeah.
I think things are a lot different today where, you know, with the virtual world and things like that, there's a lot more options. But, you know, not that 10 years ago was a really long time ago, but a lot has changed.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, in 10 years. And so that was certainly an early challenge. Another thing that was definitely challenging was, again, figuring out how to grow a business, right? And becoming a business owner, right? That was a challenge, right? Like having a side hustle, so to speak, right? Where I'd have some personal training clients, some massage therapy clients, whatever it might be early on, that was nice. Like it paid some bills, it gave me some extra spending money, but I wasn't really running a business. You know, I was still focused on just being in a full-time employee with, again, some spare change on the side from the things that I was doing. But the more I went around and along with it, you know, I was probably several years into where I was like, look, I need to get things moving a little bit more. How do I do it? Well, find a coach, right? You know, I was coaching other people and teaching them how to live healthier lives. I needed to find somebody to help me run a healthier business, right? And, you know, instead of going back to school, which I had done more than enough of, you know, to try to, you know, get an MBA or anything like that, I invested in some business coaching. And again, that's where Fitness Revolution came into play. And, you know, they were, you know, certainly a much needed lifeline at that point in time. And they've been nothing but beneficial and just a positive influence all along the way, because I couldn't be where I'm at, you know, without their help and their guidance, you know, along the way. So definitely struggles, like I said, not having a location and really just not knowing how to run a business. They were probably the two biggest things early on. And then when you have a coach and you have that plan kind of laid out for you, say, hey, look, at least start following these simple things. We'll help you along the way, you know, the FBAS and the different, you know, resources that FR had. You know, having a coach and people just say, look, we've been in the trenches, we have an idea, this is what we need to do, regardless of whether you are in the fitness industry or the dental industry or the insurance industry or whatever it is, right? Like, just there are basics when it comes to running a business, and that's what they were able to help me do. And I just found that to be so beneficial, to where I think I got way more out of learning that and continuing to learn that than going and, you know, getting an MBA, you know, or something along those lines, to where, like, it wasn't going to help me run the business.
Definitely. It's very practical based.
Yeah.
I'm going to dive into that a little bit more, but I also want to back up a little bit to some things that you said, because I think it would be good to shed some light on this stuff, because I'm sure a lot of people are going through situations like this, or have recently gone through situations like this. So you mentioned, like, when you first started this, kind of getting into this initial phases, that you also just got married and then just started building your family.
Right.
What was that like? So,
I mean, again, exciting at the time, right? Anytime you get married and start having kids, it's, you know, it's a shock to the system, right? Like it certainly changes your lifestyle, but hopefully you begin to mature and have an idea of, like, well, what do I want to be able to provide for my family? And, you know, along those times where I was trying to grow the business, I knew that I wanted more, not just for myself, but what I could provide for whatever my family might eventually, you know, be, right? At the time it was just, you know, one, now we're up to, you know, three kids, and then, you know, we're a complete family now. But the biggest challenge or hurdle at that time was really just trying to figure out, all right, once my family is set, right, and I'm where I'm, you know, want to be, and I have a vision, well, how do I get there, right? Like, so as a full-time employee, it was, all right, I can gradually move up the ladder, right? But I'm always going to be capped at, you know, a certain level, you know, from a salary standpoint or benefit standpoint or whatever it might be. But as a business owner, your potential is limitless, right? You're the only, you know, limiting factor on that. So the biggest thing was, all right, when do I make the jump, right? When do I make the jump away from being a full-time employee and the security and the benefits and the comfort level of that versus the unknown, right? You know, of
it's always a gamble.
Going out on your own. So unfortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, I think unfortunately it took me probably a little bit longer than it should have to make that leap. But fortunately, you know, I haven't looked back, you know, at all. I don't regret it one second. The only thing I regret is not doing it sooner. And I know that's certainly a situation that many, especially, you know, in today's world with, you know, uncertainty everywhere, you know, it could be a tough decision to make.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a tough thing. And like one of the common things I hear a lot is they're always like, well, once I get to a place with my business where I'm at least matching what I'm making now, then I'll make the jump. And it's like, okay. Like, very rarely does that ever happen, because the place, I mean, how much time and effort you have to put into your business just to get to the place where you're replacing your income, you just don't have that bandwidth. So
exactly.
At some point, you have to just make that leap and go into it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a leap of faith, right? It certainly is. Like, you have to believe in yourself to, you know, that you're going to be able to make it happen. And thankfully, you know, I think at least so far, I've been able to make that happen, you know, in terms of making that leap. But it was definitely worth it. And I know, like I said, there's a lot of people that struggle with that decision, because I did firsthand. I mean, I struggled for years trying to make the decision. It wasn't just like, all right, well, when it gets to New Year's, I'll make that decision. Or when it gets to, like you said, when my salary gets to here or there, it was like, sooner or later, you got to make the move, because that move is what's going to propel you forward, not just keep spinning your wheels.
Oh, definitely. So was there, because I mean, you said you're sitting on this decision for a while. Was there finally something that happened that triggered you to jump into it?
I mean, to be honest, there wasn't one specific thing. It was, like I said, we had our third and final child, and you know, I knew that my family was, you know, complete. We weren't looking to have any more children at that point in time, and it was like, okay, where am I at? Where am I going? What am I doing? You know, certainly had a lot of, you know, heart to hearts, you know, with my wife, and just said, look, this is, you know, I'm not getting to where I want to be. I'm not getting to where I think, you know, we can be as, you know, as a family, as a unit, you know, and the only way we're going to, you know, reach those dreams and those goals that we have, you know, for the things that we want to do, as if we take this leap. So it definitely took some deep thought and prayer and focus and vision and, you know, head scratching and hair pulling and all that other stuff. But, you know, like I said, there wasn't one thing. It was just I finally got to a point where I said, like, enough is enough. Like, you know, you can't keep, again, spinning your wheels. Like, what you're doing is fine, but I wanted more than fine. You know, and the only way you can do that is to reach for more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hope this, like, for everyone who's listening to this, like, if you're in this position right now, you're really, like, taking this in, absorbing this, and really evaluating where you're currently at, and, like, how bad do you have this desire to take that next step, and doing it. And it's just like, you can't have any type of forward motion if you don't take action. And I think like, two people get hung up on thinking that they have to have everything figured out before they take that first step. And it's impossible. I mean, there's no way you can possibly know how to have everything figured out before you take that first step. So I think that was a really important to hit on. And like you said, especially with this time, what we're going through now, this has caused a lot of people to evaluate things. And we actually are seeing a lot of new people get into the fitness space and start up different fitness businesses for that reason of, like, wow, like, what am I doing? like, this doesn't make sense for me to continue down this path. So I think that was a really powerful thing to touch on. So I wanted to bring that to light. And with how you mentioned, obviously, like, Fitness Revolution helping you with, like, establish your kind of, like, your foundational knowledge of running a business, because you shed some light on that, and exactly, like, what you, like, was there any kind of, like, light bulb moments of, like, things that you, like, you learned that were like, ah, okay, like, that makes sense, you can utilize it and run with that then?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, early on it was, all right, more like, all right, I follow the material they put out and kind of use things here and there to, you know, whether it's programming or marketing or sales or whatever it might be. It was a loose affiliation, let's put it that way, right? And then again, if you're serious enough as an entrepreneur and a business owner to want to improve, and you listen to certain things, you read certain things, and you realize that the people that are truly successful, like, find mentors and coaches and listen and learn from them, then, like, that's what I was willing to do. I was able to, start at the, a lower level, coaching program, the accelerator coaching program back in the day. And, it was, hey, we went to a couple, started going to live meetings. I'm like, all right, we'll take a chance and go to a live meeting. Let's see how this goes. And it was eye-opening, to sit down in a small group setting and to be able to connect with other young, relatively inexperienced, newer business owners who were facing the same types of struggles and having the same, similar types of visions and goals, and having, those coaches, those mentors to say, all right, well, hey, you guys are all kind of in a similar situation. Like, here's some of the things that you can do to improve your situation. And that just slowly grew over time, right? And the more consistent I was with, following through on the materials that they put in front of me and attending the coaching sessions and seminars and events and things like that, like, the more I got out of it, right? And again, you're only going to get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
From an application standpoint, I mean, I certainly still struggle with that sort of stuff today, but as you start to see the success from it and you want more. So it was like, all right, well, let me see what more there is. And of course there was more. There was higher level coaching programs. Just like any of us in the fitness industry have different tiers of programs that we offer to our clients to give them the maximum possible benefit. Thankfully, Fitness Revolution was able to do that as well. And when I was ready to take advantage of it, it certainly wasn't a, hey, you have to have this or you're not going to succeed. It was like, hey, when you're ready for this, we'll continue to help you, reach newer heights. And that's what it was, right? It was just reaching out and grabbing that rung and climbing up the next, level of the ladder, so to speak. And like I said, it's been eye-opening in the fact that each level that I've gotten to in terms of, a coaching level, it's far out exceeded and outpaced, the previous level. And I was like, oh, well, why didn't I almost like, why didn't I do that before? But you don't know until you get there, right?
Yeah. And I believe there's a right time for everything, like you said.
Sure.
Sometimes, you can't have success before you're ready for it. And that's something that I think a lot of people don't realize either when it comes to building your business, that if you have success too quickly, it also is a very damaging thing to your business, because maybe as a business owner, don't have the right knowledge and wisdom to handle it. That means you don't have the infrastructure set up within your business to handle it.
Correct.
And if anything, that can just severely damage your business to a place where it may not be repairable. I've seen a lot of businesses go under just for that reason, because they just experienced success way too fast. So I think it's awesome the way to hear how you went about it and the level of what you invested in and received increased as your business and your knowledge increased. So that way you kept pacing, I think at the right pace in that sense. Cause like, obviously from what you're talking about, you're in this for the long game. Like, you're not just in this for quick money and looking to cash out. It's when you're playing the long game, it's a different focus, and how you make decisions is different.
Absolutely. And I think patience, they say is a virtue, right? And that can certainly be true when it comes to being able to take that next step. There's a fine line. I think I've personally certainly struggled with patience being both a strength and a weakness of mine, for certain things. Like, I'm definitely patient and I will allow things to, evolve and happen. But, sometimes patient to a fault, right? Not taking that necessary action, like even if it's the imperfect action versus the perfect inaction, right? Like that's certainly key too. So yeah, I mean, I am in this for the long haul, as most people hopefully are when they're getting into this industry, to help other people. You know, just like we teach our clients, long health should be a long-term goal, right? Not a quick fix, right? And so,
yeah.
So hopefully so is the health of your business, right? And that's what I'm focused on in that regard.
And obviously I think that's a testament to where you're at right now. I mean, there should be like no surprise that you've reached the level that you're at with your business, because you have that mindset around it. Because that also, I mean, I've seen people obviously who are the other way of like trying to make money fast and see progress faster than what they should be seeing. They'll make decisions that are not in alignment with who they are, what the business stands for, what's in the best interest of their clients, and that obviously severely affects the growth trajectory of your business. But unfortunately, it can be clouded by like, oh, we're making good money right now. Okay, well, what is 5 years down the road going to look like?
Right.
And that's what we need to pay attention to.
Yeah, I mean, funny you mentioned, the word alignment, right? And like being, consistent and aligned with who you are, and not to keep hearkening back on like aha moments, in my journey, but with the FBAS through FR, one of the things that, we worked on was establishing core values. And it was an exercise we did, several years ago now, that I, truly redeveloped it and thought about it. And that was probably one of the biggest aha moments that I went through, because it was a real transformation in my mindset. It really just brought out who I was as a person, what my values are, how I wanted to present myself both personally and professionally. Because like I said, I mentioned, being a full-time employee for 15 years at another company, and it was a larger, corporate type of company, and they had, a list of core values that sat on a wall somewhere that like nobody ever talked about or, could tell you one thing about them. And when I did this exercise, I knew that's what I didn't want. Like, I didn't want just a picture on the wall, right? Like, I don't know if you see my stuff here, but like my core values are currently
behind you.
They are currently, positioned behind me. But the exercise itself was, like I said, evolutionary in the fact that, like, I said, well, why do I need a set of personal core values and a set of professional core values? Why can't they be, one and the same? Mm-hmm. And when I put them out there in terms of, making them visible and talking about them and making them part of what I do, like I said, it's just been, definitely a next level type of step that I took, because everything that I do now is based on those, right? Like you had said before, like maybe you're making a lot of money, but maybe it's just not in alignment with who you are. If you could really figure out who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, how you want to operate, and then put all the tools behind that, I think your chances of success long term are going to be much greater than, like you said before, chasing a quick buck or just being unsure and not knowing, what those values are and what your vision is and what your goals are, things like that. So that was, another one of those, definitely steps along the journey that, was more of a, uplifting, catapulting type of thing, that kind of brought me out of a muddy area, so to speak.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I completely agree. It's one of those, say, like non-sexy things about building a business, but it's so important because, like you just said right there, it allows you to make better decisions, and it's kind of like your North Star of like, does this make sense for the business or doesn't it make sense? Because like no successful business is built by making random decisions and all of a sudden like one day you're over here, next day you're over here, and next day you're behind, and it's like you, that doesn't work. Like you need clarity because that creates consistency in your business and it creates certainty for you, your team, your members. Because if you're making decisions all over the place and it's like that freaks people out and they're like, what's going on here? I'm not sure if this is a good thing or not.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you know, trying to make, you know, the sexy decisions, right? That's what I try to, you know, impart upon, you know, my clients all the time. I'm like, you know, another thing you see here, like simple, right? Like, yeah. I want to try to keep it simple, right? Like do the basics, like do the fundamentals, right? Do the simple things, like whether it's health related, business related, relationship related, whatever it might be, when you do the simple things, like the big things will take care of themselves. Like yes. When you chase that, you know, that shiny object, that sexy, you know, appeal, whatever it might be, chances are it's not going to last.
No, definitely not.
So yeah, I'm picking up on some of these, you know, things that you're saying. It's just, and it just clicks, you know, in terms of, you know, what I've been through, where I'm at, and hopefully where I'm going to, because it all makes sense. And like I said, it just, there is that alignment when you talk about certain things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a must. And not only building a successful business, but a business that it's adding value to your life. And I think that's the most important thing. I think people forget that, like, yeah, you're building a business, but you're also creating a life. And if your business isn't adding value to your life, then what good is it?
Sure.
Like it's not, you're just going to become resentful of it. And at that point it's like, yeah, okay, well, yeah, you should probably just go work for somebody then.
Right. Well, because then it really is a job, right?
It's just, yeah. It's just a self-imposed prison.
Exactly.
With a lot more stress.
Yeah, because then you're responsible for everything and not just,
yeah,
you know, showing up for a 9-to-5 and a paycheck.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I want to switch gears a little bit and maybe go on a little bit some tactics that you find that have been working well for you. And first off, first hitting in like the marketing space, like, what are you currently doing in the marketing space that's working well for you? And maybe like something that you're looking into doing moving forward?
Sure. I mean, the most success I've had personally is with, you know, LEM and, you know, paid Facebook ads. You know, I've been with them for probably 5 years, and I've just had, I don't know if I'm an outlier or not, but they work, right? They work well for me, and they always have. Like, my return on investment has always been, you know, really high. Things certainly evolve and change with, you know, how much, you know, things cost in terms of, you know, social media ads, you know, and whatnot, and how you get their attention and what you're able to put on there. But like I said, that's probably my biggest external marketing funnel, if you will. You know, that's the biggest source of leads that I have coming in. We'll have other things too, like internally our referral, you know, system and our challenges and things like that will certainly be beneficial. Some website usage, but that's to me personally, that's where I get the most return on my investment, the most bang for my buck is with paid Facebook. I mean, that's just who I am and who my clients are, right? If I was with people 20 years younger, that might not be the, you know, the best avenue, but like most of my clientele are, you know, my age and older, right? And so that's where they're currently at in their space, right? And so that's what works for me. But like I said, internally, we do other things too that definitely help. When you find clients that like what you do, it helps to find other clients who are like them that want to like what you do.
Absolutely. With your paid ads, what have you been finding that, like, what are you leading with as like the magnet, obviously, to bring them to you?
So generally with the ads, and we don't change a whole lot in terms of what we do. We try to keep it consistent. We'll run an evergreen, you know, front end offer ad for what we call our Ignite package. It's usually a 4-week ad, and we'll advertise it for age specific groups. Like, even though we see primarily, you know, 40 to 60, you know, men and women, primarily women, probably 75%, but like, we'll put, all right, men 40 to 49, women 40 to 49, 50 to 59, whatever. And it'll just be, you know, really looking to, A, find a coach, right, that they can trust, you know like, and trust type of deal, that they don't have to do it on their own, like hitting that pain point of, like, people being frustrated and spinning their wheels when it comes to getting healthy, right? You know, finding a coach. Myself and my assistant coaches were in the medical field, so to speak, like physical therapists, nurse practitioners, athletic trainers, right? So we use that in our advertising as well as somewhat of a differentiator versus the, you know, run-of-the-mill personal trainer certification. So we, you know, we hit on age specific. We hit on the backgrounds, you know, just briefly to create some of that, you know, authority, if you will. And you know, in the past year and a half to 2 years, certainly, you know, talking about the health and the safety and social distancing and things like that, adding a virtual option to our programming. So, you know, some of the just A, hitting on a couple pain points that are common in our ideal client range, and you know, trying to give them a little bit of a tease with somewhat of a solution to those problems and pain points. And it doesn't have to be elaborate, but you know, some of the, you know, when I ask clients why they respond to an ad, a lot of them are, well, you said, you know, women over 50, or you said, you know, trained from home, or you said, you know, you were a physical therapist, or whatever it might be. Like, there's definitely something within the ads themselves that speaks to them. And so,
you know, or do you have, like, a process of hiring people to show from the ad? Because I know that definitely has been an area people have been struggling in.
In terms of how I present the ad?
No, of, like, getting your leads to show up, whether it's for the consultation initially, or, like, whatever it is that's needed to get them started.
Again, that's still a challenge for sure. You know, volume doesn't always equate to conversion. You know, you want to try to, at least I do, filter that out, you know, targeting specific, you know, areas where you know people are going to, or at least have a better chance of responding positively to your ad, right? You want to have some type of pre-qualifying, at least I do, you know, when it comes to who's responding to an ad. So, you know, that I think that's always a struggle. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, in terms of getting people to respond, get on a Zoom call, get on a phone call, come in person for an initial success session. And I'm definitely still, you know, challenged by that all the time. But, you know, you do, again, it really comes back to, I think, the, you know, being consistent, right? Like, with your follow-up process and what you do. So if your follow-up process is good, then chances are you're going to convert a little bit more. You know, sometimes things slip through the cracks, and, you know, self-admittedly, it happens at times. But when you're sharp and you're on top of things, it definitely makes a world of difference.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, like, Darren, I mean, the key is obviously in the follow-up, and not just expecting people to show or respond on one contact with them.
No, not at all. Like, I mean, just like, you know, we've been taught, at least, you know, like I said, my coaches are, you know, FR, and, you know, they're on top of trends and how, you know, what works and what doesn't. You know, it's not just, hey, we're running the same thing. Just because it worked 5 years ago doesn't mean it's going to work now. But again, there are common themes in terms of what makes people reach out in the first place. Again, it's, you can dress up how you're going to do it, but, like, I think it comes down to the message initially. You know, if that message connects with them, then they'll at least reach out. Then it's up to you how you take it from there, I think.
Yeah, no, it definitely. That's, and the message is something that, like, is always evolving and growing. Like, I'm sure, obviously, like, the way that you talk to your ideal client even a year ago is very different to what it is now. And that's important. That's the evolution of marketing. It's something that always has to constantly keep growing. Cause, like you just said, what worked 5 years ago, isn't necessarily going to work now in the same way. There are definitely some adjustments that need to be made. And I did want to give you some time to talk on your what you call as your FU challenge, and it's not in the negative way, but I wanted you to share if you can share what that is and give some insight around that.
So yeah, I mean, last year, obviously 2020, you know, hit everyone pretty hard, you know, in a negative way. I'm someone who's of, you know, I think a positive mindset first and foremost. That's certainly evolved, you know, throughout the years. I wasn't always that way, but I've trained myself, you know, to be that way. And seeing what everyone was going through last year from a health standpoint, from a business standpoint, just from a depression standpoint, like 2020, you know, was a big kick, you know, to a lot of people, you know, in different ways. So, you know, I've always run different, you know, quote unquote challenges, you know, throughout the year to, you know, either spark, you know, a transformation in some form or fashion. You know, for the most part, people in the industry are looking for weight loss or, you know, getting off the, you know, the couch type of thing. But, you know, as the pandemic was growing, it was, to me, seeing all the distress in my area and beyond, both from a certainly from a mental strain standpoint, I wanted to change the message, right, in terms of my challenges that I was going to do. So at the end of the summer last year, I decided to come up with what I call the FU challenge, right? And it was meant to be nothing but positive, right? Like, okay, Justin, when you hear the term FU, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, right?
Is it definitely not a positive thing?
Definitely not a positive thing, right? And I think you're probably in the, you know, 99.9% of the population when you do that. So look, my overall thought process was, there's always going to be something negative. Hopefully not as negative as a global pandemic, but there's always going to be something negative. It's up to us as individuals to overcome that, right, through something positive. And so the FU challenge was kind of grown from that, and it was, right, well, you know, what does the FU stand for? It was really about finishing up 2020, right? So it was like, all right, what's negative? All right, well, most people are fed up with something, right? And so that's where the FU starts from, right? You're fed up with something, whether it's your health or, you know, your job or the situation around you, whatever it is. Okay, well, what are you going to do about it? You're going to still live in the negative day to day, or do you want to do something about it? So the next part of that FU was, well, you need to face up to that, right? Like, you need to acknowledge the negative. It's out there, right?
Yeah.
You can't drown in it. Like, if you wanted to get better, you have to do something about it. So you need to face up to it, right? And decide that you want to change in a positive way. Well, how do you do that? Most people are like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Well,
yeah.
When you can have a coach, they can have a simple plan for you, then what you need to do then is follow up on that plan, the next FU in that, right? And so we provide them a simple plan. Look, here's what you need to do. Here's how you can do it. Here's just some simple things to help you establish that positive mindset and then foray that into, you know, better health, and that better health will, you know, spin onto that. And then finally, it's finish up, right? Like, finish up the challenge. Like, we do it in a 30-day period, but it can be done at any time. Now we're doing it, you know, last year it was, all right, FU 2020. How are we going to say FU 2020? Because everybody wanted to say FU 2020, right?
Yeah.
And so it was like, finish up, right? Like, that's what you want to do. You want to finish up the year strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, etc. So it just grew from there. Like, and we had a tremendous turnout and response to it at the end of last year, and it really made me open my eyes in terms of what it could be, you know, in regards to how I present challenges, right? Like, we always, I think for the most part in the fitness industry, we emphasize the physical, right? The exercise, the nutrition, etc. The mental is certainly underutilized and underemphasized, but certainly not it shouldn't be, right? Like it should start there. And so that's how it's grown. And we've kind of had a couple different incarnations of it throughout the year, but we're coming back on to 2021. And it was like, well, like not everybody wants to necessarily say, you know, obviously in a negative way, F you 2021, but we always need to finish up whatever it is that we're doing strong, right? And so that's what we're just trying to teach people how to do, is like take that FU concept, right, and turn it positive, right? Everything, even the most negative thing in the world, FU, right?
Yeah.
Can be spun positively, right? And so that's what I'm trying to teach people, is like you can take the most negative thing that's out there and make it positive if you want to, right? And so that's kind of what the FU challenge is about, and the FU concept is, look, this could be done at any time. Obviously it's fitting towards the end of the year, but it could be done at the, you know, whenever you're trying to change something that you are fed up with and you want to, you know, make a positive out of a negative, like that's how we spin and apply. And we're looking for it to obviously grow into something bigger than just within our four walls. We've had some other people, you know, jump on and utilize it themselves, and hopefully someday it can grow into a global phenomenon.
Well, there you go. Hey, that's the entrepreneur in you. You always have to have that bigger picture vision, and I love the approach. I mean, it is true, and the whole belief around like finish up, finish strong. I mean, like that's such a powerful thing, because like that definitely forges a stronger mindset. Because no matter what happened between the start and the middle, the finish is what matters. And like you said, it's your choice. Like everything comes down to a choice, and we all have choices to make, and our choices unfold our life, obviously.
Yep.
So I love the approach that you're coming from that, and I look forward to seeing that grow into the world phenomenon.
Well, then you need to participate in it.
That is true. You have to hold me to that.
Absolutely.
So as we work towards wrapping up the conversation, as I mentioned to you before we got started, I'd like to kind of like, and you shared a lot of obviously great things for gym owners within this conversation, but I'd like to see if you have like any like kind of like last message you'd like to share, whether it be inspirational or tactic based, something, whatever you feel like. If a gym owner came to you looking for support, what do you feel is of most value for them to hear?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the stuff that we touched on, right? It's all important. Like if you want to, like if a gym owner is struggling where they're at, right? Like, right, if you're fed up with the current situation, right? Like face up to it, like find a solution, right? My solution was FR, right? Like finding a coach and a mentor and a group of people that I could rely on, and not just the coaches, but then that community and that team, right? Like, you know, I'm in a, you know, higher level mastermind program now, and the relationships that are formed within that group, you know, have, you know, far exceeded any expectations on my end from both a professional and a personal level. So, you know, the follow-up is me just continuing to, you know, follow the guidance and the teachings of, you know, the coaches and the mentors and the peers within that group. And you know, I'm not near the finish line yet, right? Like I'm always looking to finish up strong, whether it's this quarter, this month, you know, this day, this interview. Hopefully I'm finishing up this podcast interview strong, right? And so I would say, whatever, you know, if someone's struggling with that, look in the mirror first, right? Have that faith, right? That positive mental attitude, believe it can happen, but don't know that you don't have to do it alone. Like there is help out there regardless of where it is that you seek it out. If somebody wants to, you know, reach out and talk to me, I'm certainly, you know, more than willing to help, you know, another fellow business owner anytime I can, because I know, you know, I've been helped by many throughout the years, and so it doesn't make any sense to keep it to myself. I want to make sure that everybody's benefiting the best way they can.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's about. That's why we're doing this show.
Absolutely.
And I would have to agree. I think you did finish up this episode strong, you know, and I think that's a solid way to obviously wrap up this conversation. And thank you again so much for taking the time to do this, because like we said, I mean, this is what's going to help push our industry forward, is having these types of conversations, sharing our insights and our knowledge and our experiences with others. So thank you for doing that, Mark.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, it's been an honor to be here and share some time with you. And hopefully I've been of benefit to, even if it's just one listener out there, then it's worth it, right?
Absolutely. That's all that matters. And to hold you, to what you said, if someone wants to reach out to you and continue this conversation or ask some questions about what you're doing, what is the best way for them to contact you?
I'll share my email with anybody. mark@ultimatewellnesslifestyle.com is the email. They can visit our website, www.ultimatewellnesslifestyle.com. Those would be the two easiest ways. Certainly Facebook, Instagram, you can put the information out there on the podcast. I'm accessible, right? And so reach out. I'd be glad to help. Like I said, whatever avenue you want to reach out to, I'll be there to help.
Excellent. And we'll definitely have those links on the show notes. So if you're not able to, if you weren't able to write that down now, don't worry, we'll have it in the show notes. You can easily access it and be able to connect with Mark. And I hope you do. If you feel compelled in any way to want to reach out, that's how doors open up and things happen, when you just take that step and reach out and ask whatever question is on your mind. And I want to thank you, obviously, the listener too, because obviously there wouldn't be a show if you weren't listening. So I'm happy that you're looking for ways and resources to grow your business. That's such an important thing and something that we should never stop doing. And now the next step is taking what you learned from this episode and applying it. Because when you apply the knowledge, that's when you actually experience the value from it. And with that being said, I look forward to having you guys join us on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on the Fitness Business Freedom Show. On behalf of Fitness Revolution and myself, we are thrilled you are looking for ways and resources to move your business forward, and we are honored to be that source for you. If you would like to receive more business building support from us, be sure to head over to the show notes and join our subscriber list and stay on top of all the industry insights that matter most to you. Now, before I close out today's show, if you found this episode beneficial in any way, I just ask you to leave us a simple review to help other gym owners find us and discover this show. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show.